I'm sure that every one of you hear me, don't you? Then why are you so confused? Because God's not the author of confusion. Well, I don't know what you mean. See? I will use one of my favorite scriptures that I've used with you people almost every day. I would love to speak unto you. Oh, what a blessing it would be to be able to talk to spiritual people about spiritual things, about the spiritual God. But can't do it. So either you're spiritual and I'm not, or I'm spiritual and you're not. And there we sit. And I can tell you incident after incident, circumstance after circumstance, telephone call after telephone call, and you all say, who, me? Yep, you. I'll say to you, you don't know what's going on. Don't try to tell people God's doing a finishing work, and you're not finished. You're not finished seeking your own. You're not finished seeking your own life. And I've told you hundreds of times, he that seeks to save his own life shall lose it. So, where's your life?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Where do I begin? There's two things God dealt with me. I told you people what I do. On Friday night, I start trying to find out what in the world can I talk to this people. And you are the target for the rest of the world. And you sit there and listen. And you think I'm a hard man? You're not hard, are you? You haven't hardened your heart, have you? That's because I'm such a hard man, I'll say you've hardened your heart. Yeah, you.
Yes.
You've stiffened your neck, and you hardened your heart, and you are slowly being cut off from the fellowship of the saints. And then I did like I did with Stuart the other day. I asked him to read that verse. Which, how come these folks haven't jumped your bowels real quick? And, see, here we're going over it again. Do you know I'm going to come in? All you... You want to apply yourself. Sister came back from prayer and I says, how was prayer? She said, it went like that. She said, a lot of folks don't choose to come to prayer on Sabbath morning. Of course, you were all here, right? And you expect me to accept any kind of excuse? You live right on the ground. Doesn't catch no bus, drive no car. Take a nice little morning walk. But you got a good reason, don't you? Don't you? My back hurts. Don't you? I didn't wake up in time. Or I had other things to do. And you'd like me to pat you on the head and say, good boy. Now, there is something I'd like to talk about that has to do with the reason why we're here. Of course, most folk don't know the reason why you're here. I just dealt with a man. I said, get the hell out away from me. Well, I heard you say you were selling houses. I don't sell houses. I'm not in the real estate business. Stop it. You were brought here so you could get ready to meet Jesus coming. Nothing else. If you have to live on the ground, sleep on the ground. And see, I told you folk, I've been doing this for 40 years.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And see, you're not going to help me. You won't respond. You'll sit right there. Okay. Yeah, he's at it again. Consistent, ain't I?
Yes.
So insistent that I'm persistent. All you're doing, you watch a guy like Stuart. He's not this morning again, see?
He's recuperating.
Well, maybe you've got to put him in a nice little bed. But the only way we're going to get that guy ready, because coming to Jesus, he put him in a grave. Jesus Christ became flesh and blood to deliver them who all their lifetime were subject to the flesh, to the self,
yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
To the fear of death. Look at your face. Now you want to give me your little reasons why, and every time I see that, I'll say to them, that's iniquity. Iniquity is only concerned about itself and nobody else. See what you're doing? I remember years ago when people would come by and they say, you got a word for me? They think God has a special word just for you. You know, your circumstances.
My Lord.
You heard the guy this morning, I want a little help. Well, he wanted, when Richard answered the phone, he wanted Richard to come down and pick him up. That's what he wanted. Now, all I'm trying to do is, see, I'm trying to explain to you what I've been through already this morning. The man called me a few days ago, because he's not listening. He's right here in town. He's down at the Carolina Inn. Now, how he ever got down, he was over here the other day, wasn't he? He rode the bus. He got plenty of money. I said, how much money you got? Well, I have plenty. I said, how much you got? He didn't tell me, see? Well, I didn't know you need plenty of money, Johnny. I said, no, I don't. I can't make this damn generation realize what God has done with this ministry. I don't know how to pay anything for radio broadcasting anymore. Hey! You damn folk. Go ahead. Come on. Sit there again. Hard enough. Y'all having fun again? What a generation. It's got to be the last one. It's just got to be. I said it's got to be. Not for your sake, but for God's sake. I can't put up with that no more. And God gave them up. Jim right there. Go to hell, Jim. This is the generation that God is going to tell the entire population, go to hell. Many will seek to enter, and you're going to say, get away from my door. Nobody wants to believe that message about Jesus. For many will seek to enter, and they will not be allowed in. Now the man called the other day, and I told you about it. I told you, you were sitting there dining hall. I told you the man that called and told me, yes, I did. And not one of you will move out of your stubbornness and say, you did, brother. You sure did. Yeah. Now, you won't do that. That's going to take a little humility, isn't it? Boy, you are telling me that you didn't hear. That's what you're telling. You think I just tell these things just... Just keep doing that. Just keep on. And it won't be long. You're going to try to get into the perfect will of God and you won't find it. When you watch the way these people respond, I watch you. The way you respond. Hey, Richard, were you glad I got on the phone?
Praise God.
Now, let me just tell you what happened. I knew he was going to do it. The other day I told you people, he called me and said, I'm down here 95 and 61.
Yeah.
Or 68, right down here.
Amen.
He could have walked here.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to play that game, huh? You know, the guy finally said to me, why are you so antagonistic? Because I'm a hard man, that's why. I said, I don't want you to come here looking to buy a house. I said, we got houses. And I said, I don't want you to live because... We don't come here just to... We coming to get ready to meet the Lord. Turn to die, you damn fools. Go to your other Pat Robinsons and Jerry Falwells and Joel Osteen's. Some of you do. Go read all those dumb books. Boy, you think you're the only one? I think I'll go a little bit more than that. I know. There is no one. Absolutely no. Not none of you? Why, God, well, God wouldn't trust you with this. Can't trust you what he's already gave you with. God's going to come looking for people that's trusting him. And trust and obey. So you think you're going to say you're trusting and you won't obey? You're fooling yourself. You're deceiving your own self. You don't take that from me, do you? Do you? The one man that yelled in my face some years ago said, "You deceived me!" He's dead. Took all the money I gave him, which is close to $80,000, and spent it all trying to shut me up. He's dead. Isn't that something? What's God doing? Money kill me? I wouldn't mind. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. For me to live is Christ, but I'm going to gain it. You don't even understand that, do you? Bunch of peanut brains, that carnal mind. So small, and yet, and we give so much place to it. Then we use that as an excuse. And all I can do is describe to the situation. So the man called this morning. He said, "Has somebody called me, please?" So I had sister call him. And it wasn't long. He tied her up. All he had to do, I said, "Tell him to come up here and cut the man out the gate." But he wanted to do, I was going to holler, just hang up on him. Because she told him, but then he went this and he went that. Finally, got him off the phone. Then he called back, because you were calling on the church phone. And he had the ID. "I wish you folk would stop this damn dumb looking at me like that. You having fun? You defiant looks. How many times have I stood and preached to you people? I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Why are you so ignorant about what God's doing? You heathen?
Oh, Jesus.
That you gather together against? What is God doing? A finishing work. An ending work. Not. And to think that he picked you out for the ending of faith. But you got to live faith so it can come to an end. Why don't you people understand this? Why? Because you don't want to. I can't tell you how many times I said to the guy, "I'm not in the real estate business." Did I learn a lesson by buying houses? I let brothers live in them. Then I gave them the title to them because they had given their money. And then they went and sold it, or stole it. That bunch down by the river have stolen that which God put in my hands, including their soul. Please, lay not up for yourself places down by the river, or over here, over there. Then they still say, "Well, the people over there, they buy you a nice house." Man, I don't get no pay. I don't want no pay. And I don't live in no fancy house. I don't drive no fancy car. I don't have no big bank account. What I have is the offscouring of the earth. The rejects. The has-beens. The wannabes. That's what I have. Because I won't let the devil pluck you out of my hand. When you won't hold on, I'll hold on. get away with that. I'm so tired of this sham response. I said, hey, the Lord. Yeah. You really ought to cry out, Sister Burgess, and lead this bunch.
Lord!
When Peter cried that, it was very real.
Yes,
you saved me or I'm going to perish. He had to holler above the waves.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
He was singing.
Yes.
Oh, I know you sang the song. I went ding, 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 far from the peaceful shore.
Yes.
And with all this preaching I read this morning, look, you're still sitting there like I was a dead wood.
Hallelujah.
I was watching a little incident of women joining the Marine Corps. And they're putting them through the preliminary drill. I thought, boy. And the drill sergeant was a woman. And they all look like men. And the only ones that are, the ones that they're going to make are the ones that still look like women. Because if you're going to make it to me, you got to look like a man, talk like a man. I heard a Baptist preacher this morning. Now, this is what bothers me. Here's a man preaching something so scriptural, and yet he joins a church that goes contrary to much of the biblical doctrine.
Yes.
You don't know what I'm saying. Yes. The Baptist church does not believe in the tribulation.
No.
They don't believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
They don't believe in speaking with tongues.
No, hallelujah.
They don't believe in women preachers. This guy was laying women preachers low. I agree with him.
Amen.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll take a break and let you go. Wish you would do it. No, you wouldn't do that. You antagonize, yeah? I wouldn't help, Brother Starr. Lord, how many times have I mocked you folks when you say, Lord, help me? And I say, yes. Boy, just putting up with you and helping you. I will boldly say, I won't say, Lord, help me. I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will boldly say, I will boldly say, I will boldly. Only if you're righteous can you do that. The righteous are bold and alive. Only if you're in Christ's righteousness. How to work it? Because I'm in Him. I don't have any righteousness. Not by any works of righteousness that I do, but I have His righteousness. And I will boldly say, I will boldly say. What a generation. The last one. Did you hear the song I played just before I came over? Oh, I heard it was coming over. I saw it coming. Your brother picked it up? Hey, you brothers up there. You didn't play that song? I heard it going over the radio. Well, then what was, because I saw the signal going up in the tabernacle. Well, you can't expect us. You didn't hear the song. Because the Lord told me, I went, punched it up, and shut my beautiful. Last night, as I lay sleeping, a dream came to me. I dreamed about the end of time, about eternity. I saw a million sinners fall on their face and pray. And then I heard the Savior say,
"My Lord,
sorry,
I
never knew you." Amazing, huh? The only one that Jesus knows are sinners.
Yes, Lord.
But they don't know Him because they won't cry out in the horrors of themselves, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And those who he had been merciful to, got to beg him every time to be grateful. Neither were they thankful. You don't count the long suffering of God. Boy, he's suffering with you. No, you're defiant. I would love to give you some meat, some revelation. Well, you all come prepared to sit there like you're sitting. You don't want me to disturb that now. Some time ago, we urged you to change the place where you're sitting. I wouldn't sit in the same seat every time I'm coming here. Because he's everywhere. But get my seat. I told you where that started originated. It originated with the Methodist Church. When you first start the Methodist Church, you have to own your pew. Stop it! I said that very clear. You would have your family pew. That's why the name Free Methodist came along. Because the Methodist would make you pay for your own seat. And you were only allowed to sit in your seat. What's wrong with you? Where the hell is your comprehension? That's why the Free Methodist came. Because they said, no, we're not. You come in, you have to pay for your seat. That's why the Free Jesus came. Set you free from your own life. Hallelujah. You have to pay for it. It's free. You're not going to keep on going like that, Robert. Come and sit down and look at me again. I'm telling you, you guys are not going to keep on doing what you're doing. Putting on a front.
Oh, glory. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Did you check your background check yet? What did it say? No criminal thing? No arrest? Then what the hell are you worried about? You know, Jesus checked your background. He said, you're slate screen. You want to take a background check on me? Take one. You ask me why I preach like this, because my sins are gone. I had just laid a phone down. I couldn't shut the guy up. Well, I've been listening to you for a long time, and you haven't heard a damn thing I said. I never told you to come here to buy a house. Well, yeah, I said, just one time I bought some houses. I learned a lesson with that one. I've learned some things, folk. Yes, sir, I've met Timothy before. I met Terry before. I met Jacob before. I have met you before. I have met you. Your mannerisms. I met people from Ireland before I met you. And they're just as faithful now as they've ever been. Your old Mike is gone now. Mike and Alina. Alina's still there. They send plenty of money from Ireland. $400 or $500 at a time. I knock it off. You folk really think you've done something for God, don't you? When God told you to present your bodies a living sacrifice, we bring the sacrifice
of praise into the house of the Lord.
And the Baptists do it like that. The Pentecostals do it like that. The Charismatics do it like that.
Glory!
Your bodily presence don't mean a thing to God. He wants to know, where's your heart? Where's your spirit? I don't impress you with the bodily presence. Oh, Sister Rose, she wants me to wear the white shirt. She'll make you look good, right? See, now, there's something I'd like to talk about. I would like to speak to you and to all those out there who are spiritual. I would like to speak to you about spiritual things, which refers to the spiritual God, for God the Spirit. And they that worship Him must in spirit. Where's your spirit at?
Yes, Lord God.
I'll be with you in spirit. Yeah, and your body somewhere else? And your mind somewhere else? After I laid the phone down, the fellow finally hung up. Then he called back again. All I want is a little help. I got plenty of money. It helped me find a house, and I can pay for it. I said, that's not my business. I said, I got houses out here, but you can't buy them. And if you come here, you got to give all your money. Yes. What is that to your money? Isn't the government after your money? Yes. Isn't the old man after your money? Yes. Isn't your family after your money? Yes. Hey, you're not worth anything. Well, if I got your money, what would I have? Then he says to me, well, it must take a lot of money to broadcast. I said, boy, when am I going to make you folk grasp it? I got stations that don't make me pay a dime.
Thank you, Father.
And I've been telling you folk years ago, I said, don't be surprised if God don't keep me on the air when the money fails. The money's not worth nothing. I'm on right now again on a special broadcast from 10 to 12 on many AM stations. Look at the way to look at it. Oh, there was a lot of folk hung on those crosses. Every day there were crosses hung up, but there was a special day. And he hung between two thieves. And one of them said, today. This is the day, boy. Today, today. Hey! Wow! Hey, Paul, much learning has made you mad. Ah! Oh, what a generation. It's got to be the last one. And the only way that we are going to make it, if we live like this is our last day. What did I say when I walked out of the house? I said, those soldiers just fade away. I'm going to never die. I'm just going to fade away. I'm fading. Can't you see it fading? Huh? Hey, I would sit there and bore myself. Listen to me. I get on God and go up away. All I wanted is a little help to find a house. Got plenty of money to buy it. I wasn't going to go find it. Hey, Richard, he said, I'll give you 20 bucks if you come and pick me up. We'll go out and find somebody outside. somebody sitting right outside your hotel, boy. Hey, man, I'll give you 20 bucks. Take me up there. They would do it. Yeah, they would. Where's the nearest grocery store? My God, man. You're right near one. Take a walk. I'm trying to show you how iniquity abounds. Which excuse would you like to give me for not being where God wants you to be? I just want some help. That's what Stuart does. Every time I want some help, I say, my God, he doesn't want help. And some of you don't want help. Because if you wanted help, you would say, I will boldly say. Help. I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Instead of howling, Lord help, I say, He is helping. I get my mouth working right. Some of you have not watched me respond to you when you say, help me, Jesus. Watch how I respond. Have you ever responded to you when you've done it? What did I say? He is helping you. I will boldly say, I can do all things through Christ because He's helping me. He's my help, my strength, my talent. He's everything. I wish somebody, somewhere, as the Lord saints are challenging me, because I tell you, when Jesus comes, there'll be 7,000 people alive. That's all. No more. That was the aftermath of Elijah's ministry on the Mount of Showdown. Elijah ran from Jezebel, from the iniquitous and the know-it-alls. I ain't running from you devils.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord God.
Who you ain't got? Yeah, you give yourself over to the devil, let him use your mouth and
glory.
Use your actions. Give no place to the devil.
Amen.
Neither let the sun go down on your wrath. How come you folk don't believe the book?
Glory. The book.
I'm a believer. How come you don't believe in the devil? You ought to.
Amen.
Y'all believe in him.
Yeah.
He's doing his good job.
Yes.
Fill up your cup, Satan.
Yes.
God's got a plate prepared for you.
Yes.
Now he's preparing you for the place, Satan.
Yes,
yes sir. Got all fixed for you, old boy.
Yes.
Oh, Satan rages.
We are in the
to watch them young women training to become Marines. God, they make them beat up on each other. And them girls, boy, they're going at it. Boy, I'll tell you this. So little understanding. Be not unwise. Understand what the will of God is. And this is the will of God. Even your separation from the world. Separation from your family if necessary. Separate from your friends. Separate from your pocketbook. Come out from among them. Don't be of them. I was reading again this morning how they're planning to take the money away from us. Now, we're sitting here like we think that's something new. Do you know when they made the dollar number one, you know what they did? You don't know, do you? To bring about a new economic system called the American dollar, they canceled the gold. Then they let all the people turn in your gold. And they gave it back to you in face value, which wasn't very valuable at that time, in paper money. From that time on, we depended on paper. Even the preachers that I know sell gold. I said, what are you doing selling gold? Well, you know, come on. God says you're gold and silver.
Amen.
All your investors now are trying to tell you they're going to bring down the dollar, so you ought to invest in gold. And China's bought off almost all the gold. Fort Knox, where we have our gold, is not enough to cover our debt. Why the hell don't you folk? Boy, you. This damn spirit, I hate it. I hate it with a passion. This damn evil, wicked iniquity that's abounding in every thought, every word, every action. It just shows out and shows out and shows out. Oh, you wouldn't do that, would you? I remember walking right into this pulpit and on the radio and saying, I'm the most iniquitous man. I remember when old Charles tried to say, you try to tell us you have no iniquity? I wouldn't do that. I don't know a whole lot about iniquity. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus, the Nazarene. And boy, do I wonder how he can love me. A sinner condemned, and neither do I condemn. Come on, throw your condemnation. And I'll tell you again, I've judged every single one of you. Not once have ever condemned you. Because Christ did not come and does not come to condemn. You'll condemn your own self, boy. Brother, the man who does not condemn himself. You can find a lot of reasons to do it, can't you? But don't do it. Be judged. Old Libby's trying to figure out why I've been picking on her. Well, he picked you out. He picked you out. Why he would pick you? It's a mystery. Somebody! I share everything with you people. Every phone call, every assertion. I told you about this fellow that called this morning. And what I did this morning when he finally called again, I want somebody to tell me how to get out there. I had her call him. And he started running his mouth. I just tell him, come 95, get up 68, come down the road to Maranatha sign. Got plenty of money now. He's not sure when I'll give you $20, come get me. I said, man, no, we're not going to do that. No. What? He wants me to help buy a house? I got him here all over the place. Then he called back after I dealt with again with Richard. Because I said, don't come here. I just don't come. Well, I've been supporting you. I said, I just ought to know who you are. I don't know you, sir. But I know you. Yeah, a lot of folks. I know you, God, but God don't know you. But Lord, we know who you are, not that I don't know you. See, we don't want to take those things at face value. They're going to destroy the dollar. They're going to start making you pay just to have a savings account. You keep messing around with the devil, he's going to make you pay. He's going to make you pay. Hey, Brother Stan, can't you tell us something good? Do it all the time. Jesus is coming. Never mind. You just don't sing it right. You just don't sing it like you really believe it. God's given you a chance to speak from this place to the entire world that we believe. We really believe. He wants to give us all his money. No. Take your money and go. Anybody know the scripture I use for that one? But we left all to follow you. Why don't you find that one? They had to stop again. Yeah, that was some folks. We left all to follow you. Yeah. Yeah, you left all, didn't you? Are you sure?
Glory to God.
I think it was the 9th chapter of John, I think it was, when that was spoken. I can't. It ain't going to work, God. I deal with it. It just...
Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren, sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my sake, and the gospel.
Finish it.
But he shall receive a hundredfold now
this
time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life.
Well. Read it again. Where's it at?
Mark chapter 10. Verse 29.
The word of the Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus asked.
And Jesus, the word.
Hallelujah.
And said.
And said.
Verily I say unto you.
Verily, surely, truly.
There is no man.
There is no man.
That have left house.
Who has left house.
Or brethren.
Or brethren.
Or sisters.
Or sisters.
Or fathers.
Or fathers. Boy, he's getting tough now.
Or mothers.
Or mothers.
Or wives.
Or wives.
Or children.
Or children.
Or land.
Or land.
For my sake.
For my sake.
And the gospel.
And the gospel. Wow.
But he shall receive a hundredfold.
A hundredfold. We're the family of God. God's our Father. You're my brother. brother, you're my sister, you're my children. When I was somebody. Now you all forgot why Jesus said that. What did he say, sister? See, just 5 minutes ago.
There is no man.
No. He said it in response to, we left all to follow you. That's what he answered them. Say, you sit right here.
Peter say unto him, lo, we have left all.
Now why did Peter say that?
Disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered.
So what was his words?
How hardly shall he have riches in the kingdom of God.
Aye. God.
And Jesus looked round about and saith unto the disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?
Where are you reading? Where are you reading?
Mark 10:25.
Let's go back to the place where Peter said we've left all. You see, you can't take this one book and not. It all started with that ninth chapter where Jesus spoke.
Mark
10. Huh? Mark. Read and I'll see if you got the right one. I'm trying to get back to the point where.
All right. And Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you.
This is part of the backup of where Jesus said, if you don't eat my drink my blood and drink my and eat my flesh, you have no part with me. Now that's found in. And then you pick up from there. His disciples heard him say that.
Yes.
I'm going to quit, God.
What? Children.
Hold it! What's he talking about? What's he saying? What did he say?
Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches?
Very what he said. He said, except you get in this house, you won't buy. This is all started with the statement where Jesus said, except you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have no part with me. That's the beginning of all these scriptures. First response was, that's a hard saying. Now tell me that's not there. Come on, tell me that's not there. Tell me.
Verse 53, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh.
Except
you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood. Ye have no life.
What in the world? Flesh. Blood.
Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life. And I will raise him up.
Wow. 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 Well, what is his blood? What is his flesh? Come on, tell me. His blood is the Spirit. The life is in the blood. Well, the life of God is in the Spirit. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Eat all of it. Eat all the word. Believe it all.
Glory. Jesus.
What was the answer to that? The disciples heard him say that. You were right there, Brother Brown.
Yes. From that time, of many of his disciples.
Many of what?
Many of his disciples.
Glory!
Many of who?
Disciples. Glory.
Glory.
No more with them.
Well, well, well. Because God gave you all the chance to suffer with me. So you can reign with me. They went back. I'm done, Lord. Hell with them. I'll just quickly say what you told me, to hell with them. They're not interested. Wait a little longer. Please, Jesus. You know, there's so many still wandering out in sin. Wait a little longer. Please, just a few more hours so I can get them all in. Kind of a hard God, ain't he? Show what you have. Come, take up your cross. follow me. And then what do I get? Riches in heaven. I wonder if heaven's real. I wonder if there's really a hell. I wonder if there's a real hell. I wonder if God's real. That's what the guy's been asking me, who's blind. I'm sure you're listening this morning, aren't you, brother? I got a blind fellow here, standing right over there leaning on a little old stick. We got wheelchairs here. And you all act like I've never talked to you about that. I can't believe you people listen to me over and over again. I've been in meetings where hundreds of wheelchairs were rolled in. Who there left among you who saw this latter house in its first glory? I saw the miracle eye boy. Just I said to y'all, see some of your heads popped up. You never heard me talk about the miracle eye boy. Then why is it like that? Huh? I've seen God heal some, and I've seen God some that God didn't heal. It was still God, though. I remember a man had a young man who had a bad leg. It would swell. One of the things I marveled at that boy, he'd come to church, he'd sing, he'd shout, he rejoiced. And when he knew he was going to die, he kept right on rejoicing. For whether I live or whether I die, I belong to him. Oh, Lord, you damn folks, you won't do that, will you? You won't get converted, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You resist the Holy Ghost, don't you? I watched that boy die. What a blessing to watch him. I watched Simon die. When I was even worried about Simon, he came up by the platform one day. He said, "Brother, am I ready? Am I okay?" I said, "Sure, Simon." No. Don't pacify me. You must have known something, huh? Sister Bush did the same thing. Once I assured him, why me? See, you folks don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. Well, why did God send you to me? Why me? Amen. When Simon was dying and I came home to talk to him, I did not try to keep him alive. I just told him, you know why this happened, don't you? Damn fools. I was on a trip and I was told that Simon was not doing too well. Are you hearing me, dummies?
All right.
And I remember coming back and driving right where he was. Was there anybody here who was there at all that time?
Yes.
They were in the room with Simon. I put them all out. And he put them all out.
Amen.
You want to get put out? Oh, you want to put me out, Brother Stair? Just keep playing around. Just keep playing around.
Father, oh, bless you, God.
You might play, but I'm not playing.
No.
I know how dangerous it would be for me to put you out if God wants to put you in.
Amen.
And that's the only reason why you're still here now, because I still believe God wants to put you in.
Amen.
And he needs to put you in your place.
Amen.
And you ain't going to choose your own place.
No.
He's preparing a place.
Yes.
So when you get there, you'll fit right in. Oh, boy. Somebody in this place ought to get beside yourself. I told you when I knew what Simon had done wrong. That is when I told you, I called one day. Damn this house. Poor, this is such a bunch of unbelievers. They don't remember. And you don't realize you're going to be damned if you don't remember. I don't believe that. I understand that too. I don't understand them not believing, but I understand this world's full of unbelief.
Hallelujah.
I was talking to Simon on the telephone because I sent him on with Ebenezer. $84,000. I wasn't quite sure of Ebenezer. So I sent Simon along to make sure. And as far as I know, I couldn't go any further because Simon screwed up. That's the devil's business. He likes to make you screw up, doesn't he? Did he screw up a lot? Brought him out of one city. And I'm a city dweller. See that little city over there? What a disgraceful thing, huh? If it wouldn't have been for God's perfect will. You folk are really something. Can you picture Lot's daughters going in and taking off his clothes, turning him on so he could produce a seed? If it wouldn't have been the will of God. And only one of them. They both laid with him.
Amen.
I didn't know that. Solomon of tomorrow. It's in his way. This house won't budge, Lord. They didn't come expecting this morning. They come expecting to come. And I got a good word for you, but it won't. I would love to give you some revelation of the times, because that's what my job is. That's why God got some. I said, man, I'm not going to help you buy a house. I got plenty of money. I said, how much? I said, how much you got? He wouldn't tell me. I did that on purpose. How much money you all got? Yeah. Still not keeping back any of it? Well. I find out without even inquiring, didn't I? Didn't I find out? Who made you give that money the other day? Me? See, he found out, didn't he? He knew. He knew. And right on time. You know how much money that man gave the other day? $7,500. And his wife wrote the check on one of them. And still not broke. No, he ain't. You can't be broke if you got faith.
No.
Faith won't break you. Faith will uphold you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You can't shout real well sitting down like that.
Hallelujah!
So I sing with all my might.
Keep my armor
bright.
Right.
Let's see that armor, boy. Let's see it shine.
Oh, hallelujah!
Now, before I came out of the house, because God didn't speak to me too much, but He gave me two words. Inspiration and revelation. Holy men of God, for all scripture is given. There's no sense even expecting you folks to respond. For all scripture is given by inspiration, not by revelation, by inspiration. No? Don't read it like that? Holy men of God spake as they were inspired by circumstances, by situations. But revelation comes from circumstances, or from God. Inspiration comes from circumstances. Well, I'm saying, I knew. I said, boy, God, they're not going to grasp this. See, I don't speak by inspiration. I'm not getting very much inspiration around here. But I have revelation. I know you. I know about you. All scripture is given by inspiration.
Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
You know what I'm telling you? Inspire me to correct you?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
And the reason I can correct you is because I have revelation. See, I don't speak by inspiration. I speak by revelation. And see, because you folk don't understand revelation, or you understand inspiration, yes, sir, we can inspire you a little bit. Oh, Lord, when you told me that, I said, boy, that is something else. The Apostle Paul said, I went up to Jerusalem by revelation, not by inspiration, by revelation. Oh, boy, I'm excited. I can go to Jerusalem. I can meet all the apostles. That didn't inspire him. That didn't inspire him. Oh, if I could just see Peter, James, and John, that won't inspire you. You need to see Jesus. And that only can come by revelation. Revelation! But we see Jesus! Where is he? There! Woo! Revelation! You're not inspired about your brother by inspiration. You're inspired by revelation. It's been revealed unto us that we are the sons of God, that we are brothers. It's been revealed. Hallelujah! Somebody, somewhere. I speak by revelation. I don't speak by inspiration. Then I tell you stories about how God revealed. I still remember Simon. I called over to check on that. Look at them all. Never heard me talk about this before. Nah. As I was talking to Simon on the phone, he was talking. He said, I said, what's wrong with you, Simon? I said, what's wrong with you? You messed up, didn't you? And what happened was he got involved with, what's his name, sister. And got his mind off of why he was there. Then God smote him. Boy, did we try to get that guy healed. He had parasites that he picked up. And he beat his body right up. I didn't know that. Rather than say that, why just get out? What were y'all bold and brazen sitting there? Just get out. And I sat next to him in that room that he was going to die in. I said to Mr. Simon, you know what this is all about, don't you? You didn't obey me. I didn't send you over to look for a wife. You are so brazen, aren't you? Amen. You sit right there. Well, I'm not afraid of your faces.
Glory, hallelujah.
What more can you folk do to me? What more can the law do to me? Kill me? Beautiful. And I don't know why you're on their side. The line's been drawn. Amen. I am determined.
Amen.
No, not your mind. His mind. I know what your mind does. Simon knew right away what I was saying. I did not pray for God to heal him. I just assured him, you're all right, Simon. And I walked out. It wasn't long after that. Simon did like Levi did. You know, we've had people just to lay down and die. Just a day. Boy, I can talk about just a day. You folks just sit there. What do you say to them? What do you say to these people so hard? A man who understands the time. And you haven't got time to keep doing what you're doing. This might be your last time today. Oh, the man called me back. See, and all he had to do was go out there with all that money. I'm sure he could have found somebody who would have drove him up here. The taxi's out of business because, well, they're not out of business, but it's just they're not doing business. But I'm sure there's somebody sitting outside there. Yeah, sure. You going to throw money like that around? All I want is a little bit of help. I said, that's all I'd like, a little help. Will y'all help me? Well, he will. He does. He has. He is. Because he's here.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
revelation and inspiration. All the scriptures that you read were given by inspiration. The scriptures that you need today come by revelation. Oh, Simeon? Yeah? You won't die. It was revealed. They don't know the scripture. I just it's all different. And I use that all the time because it was such a unique story. It had to do with the coming of Jesus the Christ as a babe in a manger. The babe in the manger was there by inspiration. But it was revealed to the old man that he was alive. He had been born. It was, read it. And it was revealed unto him that he should not die until he sees the Christ child. Now find a place where he saw him. Find it.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him
by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death.
Revealed, not inspired. He was already inspired. Read!
It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death.
Hey, old man, you're not going to die until.
Until.
Wow! Yeah. Wow! Yeah. Wow! Yeah. Our revelation.
Yes.
Revelation. Read!
And that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And
wow.
Came.
Not hear about him. See him.
See him.
So on the basis of that inspiration, what did he do?
And he came by the Spirit into the temple.
He what?
Came.
By the Spirit.
He what?
By the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
When?
Into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus.
But he had done that daily.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Shall we stand?
Yeah.
I'm done fooling with you.
Hallelujah.
The phone number here, if somebody would like to check in, it cuts me out.
Hallelujah.
I'm still here enough to take you. Your blasphemous calls.
Hallelujah.
Or your calls of blessing.
Amen.
I'm standing in the tabernacle.
Lord.
That these folk come so close and still can't find. And these folk drive up in their cars and still can't find their place in God.
Hallelujah.
Wandering in wilderness. In uncertainty. Insecurity.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I got your phone call. It's coming. Despise.
And reject.
Amen.
Amen.
What am I doing trying to be loved?
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes.
All right.
Maybe I'll say words that make you love me.
Oh, God.
It doesn't move you at all, does it? You despisers.
Despisers.
You wonder.
Wonder.
You will perish. Hello? Hello?
Aubrey.
Are you there? Are you there? Who is it? Yeah, you're flat all right. Can you imagine how these people are so screwed up that they make a big issue out of whether the earth is round or flat? And then when you answer them, because the earth, I don't care whether it's round or flat, it's the Lord. The earth is the Lord. Round, flat, and the fullness thereof. And all that dwelleth therein. Now, and you're a flat earth, you damn devil. See, and they won't come and face me. This flat earth guy used to live down at the motel. I'm a daughter. Till I run him off. And when I run him off, he wouldn't go right away. He's going to defy me. So he got a little moped. Go, you just keep doing that. Just go, go, you damn, go, come on. Flat earth. You didn't go anywhere, did you? No. Now, you explain to me why he would even call me. He knows I rejected everything, he said. Huh? I wonder why that devil's still raging out here. He knows he had a short time. So he wants to sidetrack us. He wants to distract us. Flat earth. You look at your faces. You give some place to that? That's how I answered before. I said the earth is the Lord's. And the poor and the meek are going to inherit the earth. Whether it's flat or round, it'll be full. Wow! Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word, so heaven and earth are going to pass away. And the earth and all that therein is shall be burned up. Saying then, the hell does it make anything to you, whether it's round or flat or full or empty? It belongs to God. He does what he wants to do with the earth. Wow! I cannot get this. There you are, just like that. Hello?
Memory.
Who?
It's your memory.
You won't refresh nothing. The Holy Ghost brings all things to my remembrance. And you're not the Holy Ghost. Bark, dog, bark. See, now, even if I don't accept him, why should it trouble him? Huh? Well, why should it trouble him? Well, why am I troubling the devil? Why are you being troubled? Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
You believe in God?
Yes.
Well, here's where the trouble comes. Then you believe also in me.
Yes.
In my Father's house, there are many places.
Yes.
If it were not so, I would not tell you.
Right.
Here's God to prepare a place for you.
Glory.
And he said, if I go to prepare a place, I will come again.
Yes.
Here's my memory. He's coming again. Hello? He hung up on me again. Damn fool. Don't you... It's really amazing when you... The fool said in his heart, no God. And when you look at me and say, this is not God, don't you know what you're doing? It won't budge. Boy, we ain't near to the final trial yet. The great falling away is going to be great. It starts with departing. And the next thing you know, it starts sliding. You better stop giving Satan too much room. And I told you, you're not going to change right when I talk to you. Your heart might want to do it, but you don't make it a practice. You folk living here, tell me what morning I don't step into that dining hall. And like the other night when I stepped into prayer, would have been some if I came to prayer this morning, and most of you weren't here. Count you, but pray together. You used to say you're to go to family who prays together, stay together. Come on, family. Hey, family. Hey, come on, family. We need some staying power. Isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame that I say things like that and you folks don't think I know what I'm talking about? You don't really want to put you on the spot, do you? Are you here? You here? Were you here this morning in prayer? Were you here? Were you here? Were you here? Are you here? Did you check and make sure everybody else was here? When they weren't here, did you go look for them? If you're not in God's will, you know what he'll do? He'll go looking for you. Ought to be like Jesus.
Like Jesus. Oh, I am.
again.
Hallelujah.
All through thy journey.
Yes, Lord.
From earth to glory.
I can tell you what he was. He was at prayer time.
Hallelujah.
Right here.
Hallelujah.
Looking for you. He knew right where to go find Mary to be a witness to his resurrection.
Yeah.
He knew right where.
Yeah.
He came out of that grave. He could have left, but he stayed right there. Because he knew Mary was going to come looking for him.
Yeah.
Looking for the body.
The body.
Yeah.
Not looking for the life.
Yeah.
Can I have the body?
Yeah.
So I can give him a decent burial.
Yeah.
He said, Mary, what do you want to bury me for? I'm alive. Practical Christianity. If I make it through this weekend now. Because I've been kind of tough again.
Thank you, God.
Well, brother, tell you, don't give us no room. Not when you're on the devil's side.
Amen.
Not when you do his bidding. I'm not going to give you no room. Don't give no space to the devil. Is your heart right with God? Huh. Well, God knows my heart. Sure does. So he puts that word in my mouth, which is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of your heart. So what's your intentions? Search me. But today, if you hear his voice, he's going to search your heart. The phone number is 843-5381. Hello.
Behold, my witness is in.
Behold, you're a liar as always, Satan. These poor guys, they must wait all week long for Saturday morning. See, you can't shut them up. Can't shut the devil up, can you? That's a killer old boy. He's incapable of telling the truth. And the forked tongue. Oh, you're God's man. You just need to repent to who? That's part of your problem. Because I won't repent to you. See? That's part of your problem. I don't intend to repent to you. Repent towards God is what I got to do, not towards you. You can't save me if I ever do repent. And most of you won't forgive me even if I do repent. No, you won't. But God will forgive me. He has. He will. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I share that good news with you. This guy ain't going to repent. Yet they repent not of their sorcery. What's the rest of it? That's the scripture. Yet, they repent not. My God, there's no wonder Satan wipes you folk out. You don't know his word. Sorcery. Rebellion. Lord bless you. I'm done. Upon this whole earth. And I just wonder, as I preach to you, 87 years old, why me, Lord? Why me? I remember prophesying from Henrietta, Oklahoma, a few months after 9/11. 9/11.